Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word, from our weekly sermon. So this week's sermon is the first in a series on forgiveness, and it's entitled, Forgive, See Your Sin, from Luke 15, verses 11 to 32. This is often known as the lost and found department of the Gospel of Luke. This is the third story in the 15th chapter. Jesus told them yet another story. Once a man had two sons. The younger son said to his father, "Give me my share of the property." So the father divided his property between his two sons. Not long after that, the younger son packed up everything he owned and left for a foreign country where he wasted all his money in wild living. He had spent everything when a bad famine spread through that whole land. Soon he had nothing to eat. He went to work for a man in that country, and the man sent him out to take care of his pigs. He would have been glad to eat what the pigs were eating, but no one gave him a thing. Finally, he came to his senses and said, "My father's workers have plenty to eat, and here I am starving to death. I will go to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against God in heaven and against you. I'm no longer good enough to be called your son. Treat me like one of your workers.'" The younger son got up and started back to his father. But when he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt sorry for him. He ran to his son and hugged and kissed him. The son said, "Father, I have sinned against God in heaven and against you. I'm no longer good enough to be called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Hurry and bring the best clothes and put them on him. Give him a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet. Get the best calf and prepare it so we can eat and celebrate. This son of mine was dead, but now has come back to life. He was lost and has now been found." And they began to celebrate. The older son had been out in the field, but when he came near the house, he heard the music and dancing. So he called one of the servants over and asked, "What is going on here?" The servant answered, "Your brother has come home safe and sound, and your father ordered us to kill the best calf." The older brother got so angry that he would not even go into the house. His father came out and begged him to go in, but he said to his father, "For years I have worked for you like a slave and have always obeyed you, but you have never even given me a little goat so that I could give a dinner for my friends. This other son of yours wasted your money on prostitutes. And now that he has come home, you ordered the best calf to be killed for a feast?" His father replied, "My son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we should be glad and celebrate. Your brother was dead, but now he is alive. He was lost and has now been found." So just out of curiosity, are you a debtor? And no, I'm not talking about how much you owe on your house or car or credit cards. That's debt for sure. And getting out of debt is in fact a brilliant way to make your life a whole lot better. But I'm talking about an older meaning of debt. That is to be in debt to God because of things you have done and perhaps left undone. I mean, every Sunday we recite the prayer Jesus taught to his disciples, which we call the Lord's Prayer, where we Presbyterians at least say, "Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." So, are you a debtor? Perhaps you have heard that same prayer in other traditions and so are aware that many folks say, "Forgive us our trespasses" or "Forgive us our sins." So I suppose we could expand the question to be, are you a debtor, a transgressor, or a sinner? Because as I'm sure you can see, the equation is, in order to be forgiven, you need to be able to say with some conviction that you perceive yourself as a sinner. I mean, otherwise, why would you need forgiveness? Or do you perceive yourself as in need of forgiveness? We live in a world where it's pretty obvious that a great many of us see other people as sinners. We're really good at noticing that those people are bad. And religious folks, it seems, have a specialized ability to see the sins of others, but to be a bit blind to their own sins, or at least do an amazing job of minimizing those sins. I haven't murdered anyone, though I did call that person an idiot and about 1,000 more. Jesus had a really great term for people like that. He called them hypocrites. At one point, he called them whitewashed tombs, dens of vipers. At least he did the Pharisees. He called them hypocrites quite a bit. Perhaps a den of vipers, a den of snakes, is a den of satanic figures, you understand. Being able to see other people's sins while being oblivious to your own or willing to minimize your own is classic hypocritical behavior. Now, it's fascinating to me that the Lord's Prayer doesn't seem to speak to other people's sins or debts or transgressions. You notice that, right? The prayer focuses on the prayer, that is, you and I, and suggests we ask, "Forgive us my sins." And depending on your reading, "Help me forgive others," or perhaps more scary, "Only forgive my sins to the same degree I forgive the sins of others." The prayer does assume that other people sin. That's not really the point. And that other people may sin against us. That's pretty clear. But the focus of Jesus' prayer is our sins and our attitude towards sinners. Now, if perhaps you're struggling with this, Jesus' parable about the prodigal son, as it is called, comes to the rescue. The younger son asks for his inheritance, the story says, and manages to blow it all on wild living. Jesus' details in the story make it particularly interesting. The younger son blows it and ends up so low that he has to tend pigs to make ends meet, an absolute low point for a Jewish man who has any intentions to remain kosher. On the other hand, the older son stays home and is a good boy, except perhaps for his attitude. He's not the sinner, or perhaps so he thinks. And Dad, the God figure here, is forgiving. What motivates the forgiveness is the dad's love for his children, not their behavior. Now, the context suggests that Jesus is making sure that the tax collectors and other sinners who are following him understand that no matter how far you may have fallen from holiness, no matter how much of a debtor you are, or a sinner, or a transgressor, God loves you and stands ready to forgive you and welcome you home. I watched a video of a preacher the other day online who described a conversation with a young man who wanted to know if, in order to follow Jesus, he had to give up smoking pot, and showed the preacher a blunt the size of a massive cigar. And the preacher said, "Jesus doesn't care how you come, in what condition, or what baggage you're carrying. Jesus only cares that you come." Then you and he can talk about all those bags you're dragging around. Just like that prodigal son. What matters is not what happened, but that he came home. Period. End of story. But for many of us, maybe almost all of us, we're not the prodigals. We're the older brother who struggles to see our debts, transgressions, and sin, and so struggle to see God's forgiveness. Not understanding our own sins and therefore our forgiveness tempts us to think we are holier than our brothers and sisters, and perhaps makes us judgmental, unable to see our own hypocrisy, and robs us of the generous spirit that would in fact draw us closer to our Father, enable us more to be like God. It's true. In order to be forgiven, you have to be able to perceive your sin. Sometimes sin is easy to see. Sometimes the sin is much more subtle. But until we can see that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, as the Apostle Paul reminds us in the book of Romans, we will also fall short of understanding the amazing love of God. That is forgiveness, a gift given to us in order that we might share it as liberally as God himself does. So, are you a debtor, a transgressor, a trespasser, a sinner? I hope so. And I hope you have not only received the gift of forgiveness, but that you're sharing it. For that is the gospel. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us for today's podcast. If you have questions, you can contact us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website, www.otisvillepress.org, Otisville with two L's.